Voice of India. Mind Media, the voice of India.
Mind Media, the voice of India. ఇది భారతీయ స్వరం.
Disclaimer: The views, comments and conclusion in the following program either expressed or implied are those of the host and not necessarily the beliefs of Mind Media. All the material presented by the host is warranted by the host and that the work is their original contribution or they have obtained proper permissions from the original contributors and it is free from any copyright infringements. At certain times, the host may express their views which may be slightly or extremely biased and hence listener's discretion is advised.
तदानीं नास्ति द्रजो नो व्योमा परो यत् किमावरीवः कुह कस्य शर्मन्नम्ब किमासीत् गहनं गभीरं न मृत्युरासीदमृतं न तर्हि न राज्ञा अनासीत् प्रकेता
सृष्टि ते पहले सत् नहीं था असत् भी नहीं अंतरिक्ष भी नहीं आकाश भी नहीं था छिपा था क्या कहा किसने ढका था उस पल तो अगम अतल जल भी कहा था
पता
ఇప్పుడు మీకోసం నగేష్ పంచాగ్నులా గారి స్పిరిచువాలిటీ ఏ సైంటిఫిక్ అప్రోచ్ కార్యక్రమం February 4, 2018 నాటి ఎపిసోడ్ పునఃప్రసారం.
వెల్కమ్ బ్యాక్ టు స్పిరిచువాలిటీ ఏ సైంటిఫిక్ అప్రోచ్ వేర్ ఈస్ట్ మీట్స్ ద వెస్ట్. నేను మీ హోస్ట్ నగేష్ పంచాగ్నులా. ఈరోజు February 4, 2018 స్పిరిచువాలిటీ సైంటిఫిక్ అప్రోచ్ వేర్ ఈస్ట్ మీట్స్ ద వెస్ట్ ప్రతి ఆదివారం రాత్రి 7 గంటలకు భారత కాలమానం ప్రకారం లైవ్లో ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రసారం చేయబడుతుంది. ఈ కార్యక్రమం పైన మీ అభిప్రాయాలు, సలహాలు, సూచనలు పంచుకోదలుచుకున్న శ్రోతలు మైండ్ మీడియా వెబ్సైట్ ద్వారా కానీ లేదా ఆజాద్ హింద్ హౌస్ 1943@gmail.com azadhindfauz1943@gmail.com అకౌంట్ ద్వారా కానీ మీ సలహాలు సూచనలు మాతో పంచుకోవచ్చు. ఈరోజు కార్యక్రమం 15 నిమిషాలు ఆలస్యంగా ప్రారంభమైనందుకు చింతిస్తున్నాం. కొన్ని అనివార్య కారణాల వల్ల 15 నిమిషాలు ఆలస్యంగా ఈ కార్యక్రమం ప్రసారం చేయబడుతోంది. ఇది 15వ ఎపిసోడ్ సిరీస్లో స్పిరిచువాలిటీ సైంటిఫిక్ అప్రోచ్ వేర్ ఈస్ట్ మీట్స్ ద వెస్ట్లో ఇది 15వ ఎపిసోడ్. నార్మలీ ఈ ప్రోగ్రామ్స్ అన్నీ కూడా సీక్వెన్షియల్ లిజనింగ్లో ఉంటేనే, అంటే కంటిన్యూస్గా 1 ఎపిసోడ్ ఆఫ్టర్ ద అదర్ ఎపిసోడ్ వింటే ఈ నాన్ డ్యుయాలిటీ కాన్సెప్ట్ను కాస్త పట్టుకోవడానికి అవకాశం ఉంటుంది. ఆల్ ఆఫ్ ద సడన్ ఇఫ్ యూ లాగ్ ఆన్ టు ద షో అండ్ దెన్ జస్ట్ ట్రై టు లిజన్ అండ్ ట్రై టు క్యాచ్ యూ విల్ బి వాండరింగ్ ఇన్సైడ్. ఈ కార్యక్రమాలన్నీ కూడా, పాడ్కాస్ట్లన్నీ కూడా audioboom.com/channels-mindmedia/spirituality లొకేషన్లో పాడ్కాస్ట్లన్నీ కూడా ఆర్కైవ్ చేయబడ్డాయి సీక్వెన్షియల్లీ రైట్ ఫ్రమ్ 9th July 2017 నుంచి. ఒక 15 ఆదివారాలు వీ హ్యావ్ కండక్టెడ్ ద షో అండ్ 15 ఎపిసోడ్స్ ఆర్ దేర్. దే వర్ సపోజ్ టు బి అనదర్ 10 ఎపిసోడ్స్. అన్ఫార్చునేట్లీ వీ కుడ్ నాట్ కండక్ట్ ద షో ఆన్ దోస్ డేస్ ఫర్ వేరియస్ రీజన్స్. సో ప్లీజ్ ఫాలో సీక్వెన్షియల్లీ ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ the concept of non-duality. Last week we were talking about the formation of this universe. How did it happen from formless to form? how the formless object has taken the shape of a form, and we have the basis of the subject and object issue. We have learnt and introduced ourselves the concept of matter and energy, and we have also understood how this world is a myth and it is not what it is actually, and it is being seen to you as the Jagat because you are seeing it, otherwise it is myth. We have also understood the concepts of how we approach from known to unknown, myth to fact, a truth. And we have also learnt the three Nyayas, Markata Kishora Nyaya, Marjala Kishora Nyaya and Arundhati Nyaya. And we all have concluded that we want to go with Marjala Kishora Nyaya so that the responsibility is on the teacher than the taught. And we follow Arundhati Nyaya to find this omnipotent Brahman through the known, which is the world, which is visible to us, and all of us can see this world with our indriyas. In this whole process, last week we talked about how this avyakta prapancha, avyakta, has become vyakta and formed five master elements, prithvi, apas, tejo, vayu, akasha, and how it merged with individuality, that's basically matter and energy, how they have taken the forms of pancha prana, prana apana, vyana, udana, samana, and pancha karmendriya, pancha gnanendriya. We have also learnt how they are appearing in vyasti, that is within yourself, and how they are corresponding in samishti, in the universe. We have learnt these two things. From there we also learnt that these five, 15 elements, pancha prana, pancha gnanendriya, pancha karmendriya, along with four intellects, mano, buddha, ahankara, chitta, these along with five bhutas, basically altogether 24 elements, have consolidated together and formed the physical human body which we are seeing, and subtle body within it, that we called it as sukshma sarira, and another astral body within it, karana sarira. These 24 elements collectively grouped them together and formed three types of bodies within us, because we have also seen that there will always be a physical entity and a subtle entity linked up, because we are talking from formless to form. So there will be form which is visible and formless behavior of it, nature of it, behavior is not a right word, nature of it, which is formless. So likewise, this subtle body and astral body, along with physical body, it has formed into three types of bodies, and the life has started. Now, the same thing if you see in the Jagat, in the universe, from the Akasha Tattva, all the mind-born thoughts, feelings, emotions were born. From the gross air, the sthula vayu tattva, viviparous or womb-born human beings, mammals, jarayuja we call it, all these things are born from the sthula vayu tattva. From the gross fire agent element, from the sthula agni, we have all andaja, that egg-born world, like birds, snakes, some reptiles, etc., etc. All the things which are born from the egg. From the gross air, sthula vayu, all the things which are yonija, jarayuja, the womb born, human beings or mammals, you name it. Then from the sthula apas, from the water nature of it, svetaja, sweat born, or bacteria you may call it, these are all born out of the sthula apas. And from sthula prithvi, we have utbuja, that is seed born. So by this way, basically the whole universe is covered. If you see this five classification, the whole universe is, in this whole universe, what we are seeing here is, from the sthula akasha, we are seeing mind born, all the emotions, thoughts and everything, they are existing. We know for sure they are existing. We know for sure they are existing. You might not see them, but you will feel them. For sure, you can analyze yourself. From Vayu Tattva, we are seeing all these womb born. Basically, the mammals. Egg born, Andaja, Swetaja, and Udbuja. By this way, the whole universe is covered, how it is born. The gross universe, that we call it as Thula Prapancha. Every being that is created is covered in this classification. Now we further understood on that day, last week, that the sthula sharira, body, perceives object world. The subtle sharira, that's called sukshma sharira, it's called mind, feels emotions. The karana sharira, the intellect, thinks thoughts. So basically, the karana sharira is primarily responsible to create a form, to thought. And sukshma sharira is responsible to feel the emotions that arise out of the thought. The physical body perceives the objective world that is created from there. So there are three types of bodies within us. People may say, we disagree because we don't see the other two. But a simple acid test will let us know whether there are really three bodies within us or not. Actually, you know, it is not three, there is another one which is there constantly behind all these things, otherwise none of these will be functional. That's called Kriya. That is the consciousness and that is the truth, and the rest is all myth. These are all not eternal. That is eternal. And who is that? That is none other than you. That's what the total concept of non-duality is. So let us see. First, let us come to a conclusion whether there are really these three bodies within us or not. Let us do this classification. The sthula sarira, which is primarily responsible for jara and marana. What is Jara? Jara is taking birth. What is Marana? Marana is taking death. That is normal meaning that we talk about. But the fact is, death is happening every second, every minute to us. Birth is happening every minute, every second within us. So it is not the date of birth and date of death, in between that is your life. That is in fact, it is not the truth. What is Jara Marana? Jaraija means, basically, in Sanskrit and Telugu, it is called Krushinchedi Nasinchedi Sthula Sarinam. The physical body is destined to perish. So there is no way it can live longer. It has its expiry date. You understand? You try to catch one point here. Physical body, it is very easy for us to understand and say, yes, it is there. I can see that. I can feel it. I can touch. I can talk to. I can work with it. I can hate it. I can love it. You can say all those things. But try to see from this aspect of it. If you are who you are, let us say, we don't even, at this point of time, let us consider that we don't know who is Brahman. We don't know what is consciousness. We are pure rationalist. Heck with the world, heck with the God. What is available is me alone. Let me enjoy the life. This kind of community is among us. We call them Hetuvadas. They say, hey, there is nothing. As long as you live, enjoy the life. When you go, you are gone. Hetuvadas say, Bhasmi bhutasya dehasya puraragamanam kutaha. Where is the reincarnation? This body is gone. So when this body is gone, there is nothing else. What is left out is ashes. After death, either you will be burnt, or you will be buried, or you will be flown into the air, or you will be flown in the water. One of these four elements, you surrender this body to. In different communities, they have different procedures. In some communities, they give it to Prithvi, they bury it. In some communities, they give it to Agni, they put on the pyre, they burn it. In some communities, they throw the body in water and it will be consumed by waterborne animals and ultimately it will be gone. In some communities, they tie the body up on the hillock and then vultures will come and then take pieces of it. Basically, they give it to air. And unfortunately, there is no community which gives to Akasha because it cannot take, it can only accommodate. It cannot consume. Whereas all other things can consume. Air can consume you. Earth can consume you, fire can consume you, water can consume you, means sky is the only thing which can accommodate, which cannot consume. So different communities hand over to that. So if such is the case, this body is gone, then there is a question of these three bodies inside you. This is the biggest question Hetuvadas pose. And they also say, Bhasmi bhutasya dehasya punaragamanam kutaha. Where is this body coming from? Where is the reincarnation? That's all trash. There is no God. There is no puja. There is no karma. And they even go to an extent of saying, you do puja, you do karma now with this body, and in some other reincarnated form, in some other janma, you enjoy the fruits? What is this nonsense? How are you going to carry them to that? So these are the arguments Hetuvada poses. Fortunate or unfortunate? To some extent, Hetuvadas are right. But very unfortunately, Hetuvada don't even accept that you exist. They think that it is the body that is doing all these things. That's where they go wrong. Advaita and Hetuvada walks hand in hand to a lot of distance. Finally, Hetuvada fails and Advaita stands. Because both Advaita and Hetuvada say there is no God. Hetuvada says there is nothing. Advaita says there is you. That's the only difference between both of them. But the moment you accept that is you, questions end. Otherwise, where is this three shariras inside you? What is this nonsense body? Stula sharira, sukshma sharira, karana sharira. I don't see them. When I don't see them, I don't have to think about them. This is the argument atheist, rationalist poses today world. And in fact, there is no basis, there is no logic which can clearly explain the existence of these three bodies. But Advaita, non-dual philosophy, doesn't shy away from that. It answers that question. Let us see how. No, actually, we take a short break for 2 minutes and then join back in spirituality. A scientific approach where East meets the West. We'll join back in 2 minutes before we go further. Stay tuned.
My media, the voice of India. Mind Media, the voice of India.
Mind Media, the voice of India. Idi Bharatiya Swaram.
Welcome back to Spirituality, a scientific approach where East meets the West. So, before we have taken a break, we were talking about where are these three bodies as proposed by the Advaita philosophy. I don't see them. I can see only physical body. So let's do a small elemental analysis based on those 19 plus 4, the 24 elements, sorry, 19 plus 5, the 24 elements we have talked about. Let us do a small elemental analysis. Stula Sarira is primarily responsible for Jara and Marana, that is perishable. It is perishable. It is not eternal. It has an expiration date. Beyond that, it doesn't work out. It is not the same skin that we got at the time of birth is what we have today. Otherwise, that small sac cannot grow this big. So daily new cells are taking birth. Daily old cells are perishing. So in a way, we talk about it's a Mahasmashana. Every day we have a lot of dead body cells. The cells, skin cells are going. So, in a way, the responsibility of physical body is perishable. And it acts at the instruction of mind and intellect, the second and third bodies. Okay. First of all, you are saying there are three bodies. I am not accepting. I can see first one. Done. The Sukshma and Stool Karana Sarira, as you proposed, I have seen them. I don't accept. First, you prove me that they exist. Then we talk about the rest of the stuff. So let us see. The subtle body, which is primarily made up of mind, which is called Sukshma Sarira, is primarily responsible for hunger, thirst, love, affection, all the feelings. Where are they coming from? Now, we have five sensory organs. ఐదు జ్ఞానేంద్రియ పంచకం, కర్మేంద్రియ పంచకం, ఈ రెండు ఉన్నాయి. ప్రాణ పంచకాన్ని కూడా ప్రాణాపాన వ్యాన ఉదాన సమాన ఆల్ దీస్ ఫోర్ ఫైవ్ ప్రాణ పంచకం ఆల్సో వెరీ ఏబుల్ టు ఫీల్ దే ఆర్ గోయింగ్ ఇన్ ద ఫిజికల్ బాడీ. బట్ నౌ టెల్ మీ విచ్ ఆర్గాన్ of those Karmendriya and Gnanendriya is responsible for Chat Pipasa, Aakali, Dappika, hunger and thirst. Which one is responsible for love and hatred? Which one is responsible for greed, jealousy, and other stuff? Who is responsible? Tell me which part of your body is making you to be greedy the biologist, doctors. Tell me, eyes will see, ears will listen, Skin will have the feel, touch. Hands, legs, you walk, you talk, mouth talk. Tell me which part of your physical body is regarding the greed. Which part of your physical body is alerting you that you are thirsty? And the moment you serve water to your physical body, the thirst alarm is gone. Now you say, physical exertion of your body got dehydrated and it is asking for water. Okay. Who is asking for water? Where is the signal coming from? And who is getting satisfied when water is served? Who is telling you what is right, what is wrong? Who is telling you what is that you want? Who is ordering your eyes to see now? Who is telling your eyes to see what you are supposed to see? The mind, the manas. Now tell me, where is this manas? In your physical body, where is this manas? Now if you tell brain is the manas, then why is dead body not thinking? Brain is physically there in the dead body too. Why the circuits went off? So these are all the responsibility of the second subtle body which is within us, which is also called as the Sukshma Sarira, which is also called as the Linga Sarira. So now are you comfortable that the second Sharira within us is identified? Now let's come to the third part. The intellectual Sharira. Though the canvas is same for mind and intellect, but the thoughts and forms are different. Mind is primarily responsible to bring what it wants. But intellect is responsible to direct you to make what it wants. One is manas, the other one is buddhi. The conflict you can clearly see within you. Your mind says, I want to achieve this. I have seen a good necklace in the shop. Mind says, I want to buy. The intellect says, no, you don't have that kind of money. Mind says, no, somehow I need to do this. Intellect says, no, don't do something wrong. Mind says, if I don't have money, there is crowd here. No one will see, I'll flick it. Intellect immediately says, you'll be caught. If you are caught, you are behind bars. There is a case booked on you. Mind says, steal something. Intellect says, don't do that. Mind says, copy in the exam, you get marks. Intellect says, don't do that. This conflict is there within you every day. You agree to the conflict, that means there are two people. And it is definitely not your physical body. Your physical body is a slave. The mind says, do this, it will coordinate. You are in the examination hall, mind says, copy from the neighbor's paper. So immediately the coordination efforts eyes will start looking at the paper, hands will start writing by itself, whatever is seen from the eyes. This is a big computer, completely numerically controlled machine, which works at the instructions of mind. And intellect is the one from the back which fights with the mind. Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. You agree to the conflict that happens within you every day several times. If that conflict happens within you several times a day, that means you agree for a conflict to happen, there must be two people. If there are two people, then only there is a conflict possible. And you further agree that the physical body which you are talking about is not involved in those two. Because your physical body is a sack which is made up of your skin, the hands, the legs, the heart, the lungs, the kidneys, the tummy, stomach, the reproductive organs, the brain, the nostrils, nose, eyes, ears, mouth. Basically the Pancha Gnanendriya, Pancha Karmendriya and Pancha Prana. Of course, you can even go to an extent and say Sapta Dhatu. We will come to that. What are these Dhatus? Raktamu, Mansamu, Majja, Asti, Yamuka, Bedha, Charma. These are Dhatu. These are elements which is made. The physical body. So, ee physical body lo evi kuda a conflict lo part kaledu. They are all waiting for the conflict to end and an instruction to come to them. That means the conflict is happening between two people. If that is the case, then other than this physical body, there must exist two more entities within you. So other than the physical body, there are two more entities within you. That's called mind and intellect. That we are naming it as Sukshma and Karana. So basically it is proved beyond reasonable doubt that the human body has three Shariras within itself. That is Thula Sarira, Sukshma Sarira, Karana Sarira. Sukshma Sarira is formed of mind. Karana Sarira is formed of intellect. And the rest of these 15 elements, Pancha Prana, Pancha Karmendriya, Pancha Gnanendriya, along with the four intelligent elements like Mano, Buddhi, Ahankara, Chitta. Ahankara is individuality, Nenu. Chitta means all that acquired mind, Nadi. Aham, Mama, Manas, Buddhi, Aidu, Prana Panchakamu, Karma Panchakamu, Gnana Panchakamu, Padihenu, Nalugu, Panthumidi, Aidu, Stula, Panchabhutalu. Veetannitini kalipi, ee 24 tattvalato, ee shariram, moodu bhagalaga, moodu pramanalato, Stula, Sukshma, Karana, Shariralaga, tayaravutundi. So, ee Stula, Sukshma, Karana, Shariralu, moodu kalisi, ee jeevitanni nadupustunnayi. Interact avutu, physical body is working. Now let's take one more analogy here. We have a car or a motorcycle. Car is fully made up of metal, iron, aluminium, maybe some copper, electrical wires, brass, blah, 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 blah. Total parts list, bill of materials of car is collected and bundled up in a sack. Meeru shop kelle, go to a Benz showroom. You say, I want to buy a car. Assume that he will immediately put all the elements that are required for a car, bundle them up together in a sack, big bag, and give it to you. And you pay the price. He has given everything that is required for a car. Can you drive it? No, you cannot, because it is non-functional. How can you say that, sir? The same parts which are there in the car, what you are seeing, I have given you. And you are not willing to take it? Because it doesn't work that way. Because you have only given a physical body, sthula sharira. The sukshma and karana sharira along with the car did not come to you, that's why you are not willing to take it. Sir, how come there are sukshma and karana sharira inside a car? Yes, definitely there will be. I will tell you, I will prove you. Then only car will be functional, otherwise it will not be. Now, the sukshma sharira of the car is a small design that the doors of the car must be hinged to the body is one rule. The engine must be linked with a gearbox is another rule. All the four wheels must be tied together with equal space between them, and they should be flexible and they should be turning around with the same radius together is another rule. Likewise, which nut should go to which bolt and which spare part should be connected to which spare part and which part must interact with what is all the sukshma sharira of the car. Without that, the car will not work. That's why even if you get in a sack the total bill of materials, car is not working, is non-functional. That's non-functional. On contrary, now let us see the third sharira of that. The third sharira of the car is the agency of the car. That is, car is intending to take a right turn, the left wheel should run fast and right wheel should slow down automatically so that it can cut a bigger radius and car will take a right turn, and vice versa for the left turn. If for some reason road is misbalanced, the differential of the car will allow without friction rear wheels are driven wheels to move at a different speeds, and at the intention of the driver will pump only so much fuel into the engine that gets consumed, which doesn't waste. These are all controlling mechanism inside the car, which is the sukshma sharira of the car. And the intellectual capacity of the car is, it is supposed to be used for a particular purpose. If you start using it for something else, it will not work. Likewise, the jnana that is involved with the car and the command of the jnana to be able to transform using its mechanism so that the car is functional is not sold to you. And such command is not issued to you, that means that sukshma sharira of the car is not there with you, and the karana sharira is not there with you, the car will not work. Likewise, our body too. So the sthula, sukshma, karana sharira, there are three types of energy, three types of bodies within us. We take a short break for 2 minutes. We'll join back in Spirituality, a Scientific Approach, where East meets the West. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Spirituality, a Scientific Approach, where East meets the West. So we were talking about the three sarira, sthula, sukshma and karana sarira, that exists within everything, in every jnana, the human body, or in every jiva, Now, let us see in what states these three shariras are going to be there. Next week, we are going to discuss another classification. Like, you know, we do classification by behavior, classification by properties, classification by origin in chemistry and other stuff. Likewise, we have done several classifications in non-duality also. One classification is Thula Sukshma Karana Sharira. Another classification is five koshas. We come to that in the next segment, next class. Next week we talk about that. So there are different classifications, but all the classifications are basically based on these 24 elements. Once you understand these 24 elements, then you start craving for that Brahman. Because then you realize none of these 24 elements are Brahman. That's what in Brahma Sutra it says, Adhato Brahma Jignasa. After that, after what? After understanding these 24 elements, that they are not you. Because you exist without them, but they can't exist without you. Okay. So, now we understand there are three bodies. Now, let us see in what states these three bodies are there. We talk about the three states now, Jagrat, Swapna, Sushupti. These three states, these bodies exist. In Jagrat, all three are working. In Swapna, only two are working. That's why even in your dream state, you have feelings, you have emotions, you have thoughts, you think about them. The physical body, your physical eyes will not perceive. In Jagrat state, you have everything working in coordination. In Swapna state, the body, physical body is gone. Sthula Sharira is lying on the bed. But you are traveling. You are fighting with people. You are arguing with people. You are liking something. You are visiting places. You are running. You are afraid. You are hungry. You are thirsty. All the characteristics of Sukshma Sharira are available to you. In Sushupti, it is not stateless. Everything is calm. Your body merged in itself. Your mind merged, it is not thinking. Your thoughts merged inside. There is no thought, thoughtless state. And you are in deep trance, deep sleep. You don't even know anything what is happening. You are not thinking by yourself. These three states are available to you or not? Jagrat, Swapna, Sushupti. You are in deep sleep. You are in a dream state. You are in active state. These three states are available to you with these three forms of your body. Now, here comes another example or another proof to prove you these three states are available and to prove you these three forms of your body is available. Sthula Sukshma Karana. But along with that, there is one more thing which is there with us. Now the question comes, who is that? The fourth one. The Turiya. So, in the Jagrat state, we are called Vishwarupa Vaishvanara. In Swapna state, the dream state, we are called Taijasa. In the Sushupti, in the sleep state, we are called
Pragna. So in these three states, we are called Vaishvanara or Vishwarupa, Taijasa and Pragna. Now, sir, you talked about a fourth state. Who is this fourth guy? Let us see. As I told you, we go to the first segment of our discussion. When we talk about Atma Anatma analysis, only one is in one category, rest all in another bucket. The consciousness is the only subject, rest everything is object. When you have perceived something, it has become an object. But who perceived stays as subject throughout. And a subject cannot be perceived because when it gets perceived, it becomes an object. So, the sthula sarira is perceived by whom? The consciousness. Because without consciousness, bereft of the consciousness, sthula sarira cannot exist. Sukshma sarira is perceived by whom? See, your sthula sarira perceived the objects of the world. Who perceived your sukshma sarira now? Because we talked and we just agreed that sukshma sarira exists. We said feelings are there. Mind feels feelings, emotions. So, emotions are perceived, feelings are perceived, and we know it is not physical body which is feeling them. So, we saw that. So, collecting these three things, who perceived? Because all of these things have become object. When all of them have become object, who has perceived them? Not your physical body. Because it is the same thing which perceived your physical body, perceived them too. Now, the forms that are created within you, the thoughts which are created within you, are being generated somewhere. There is some form generator inside you, thought generator inside you. Even that has become an object now. So these three, sthula, sukshma and karana sarira, when they are perceived, they must have been perceived by the subject, which is definitely not the sthula sarira, not the sukshma sarira, not the karana sarira, because they are establishing their own identity in the light of that consciousness. Confusing, right? So if they are establishing their identity in the light of consciousness, there must be something else which manifested these three things. So if that is the case, there is fourth guy. That fourth guy is none other than the Turiya, that is the consciousness. Now I say, without that, none of these things exist. None of these things exist. Without that, none of these things exist. How is that? Then why can't we see fourth guy? Why did you say three items? If you perceive the fourth element, to recognize that, you require again the consciousness. So it has to stop there. Only consciousness can make you realize these objects. And the consciousness is none other than you. And that is the true you. These are all manifestations of you. These are all your manifestations. That is the reason why we did not take that fourth guy as an object. Because without that, none of these objects will work. even the sthula sarira, when it is dead, is being observed by that consciousness. Because of the consciousness being present, we are recognizing the link between the sthula sarira and sukshma sarira is broken. Why it is broken, we will see later. Otherwise, the link is there between these two. So that is eternal. That's a canvas. And these are all pictures. So, your sthula sarira will come up to certain extent and go. Sukshma and karna sarira are still eternal beyond this sthula sarira being perished. Because the nature of sthula sarira is to perish. Krushinchi nasinche jara ayuja jara maranalu dini tattvam. Excuse me. But the other two still work because they don't have a physical body. And they are still linked together. When you see them as objects, this world exists. When you see them as consciousness, this is all myth. Because they are jadas. They are objects of your thought. Because if it is object, it is non-eternal. If it is object, it cannot be desa parichheda sunya, it cannot be kala parichheda sunya, it cannot be vastu parichheda sunya. If it cannot be either of these parichheda sunyas, then it is not consciousness. Consciousness is something else. And that is you, this is not you. That is the philosophy of Advaita. Well, we'll try to conclude the show here today. And next week, next segment and 16th episode, when we get in, we talk about, that is on 11th of February. Hopefully, we'll be able to conduct the show on that day. Unless I'm blocked with other things, but we will try to do that. Then we see how this life and death circle is happening to us. And then how we see how most of these occult sciences that have evolved, whether they are true or they are myth, we see how in the light of that consciousness, this whole world is manifested and started acting the way it is. If you would like to share your thoughts on this show, as I told you, you can send an email to azadhindfouse1943@gmail.com. And we'll be concluding the show today. We'll continue the next week on episode 16 on probably 11th February 2018. Thank you very much for tuning in. I'm your host, Nagesh Panchagnula. Spirituality, a scientific approach where East meets the West. Thank you very much.
वहता हिरण्यगर्भ सृष्टि से पहले विद्यमान वही तो सारे भूत जात का स्वामी महान जो है अस्तित्वमान धरती आसमान धारण कर ऐसे किस देवता की उपासना करें हम अभी देकर जिसके बल पर तेजोमय है अंबर पृथ्वी हरी भरी स्थापित सिर स्वर्ग और सूरज भी स्थिर ऐसे किस देवता की उपासना करें हम हवि देकर गर्भ में अपने अग्नि धारण कर पैदा कर व्यापा था जल इधर उधर नीचे ऊपर जगा जो देवों का एकमेव प्राण
इप्पटि वरकु मीर विन्नारु నగేష్ పంచాగ్నులా గారి స్పిరిచువాలిటీ ఏ సైంటిఫిక్ అప్రోచ్ కార్యక్రమం ఫిబ్రవరి 4, 2018 నాటి ఎపిసోడ్ పునఃప్రసారం.
మై మీడియా, ది వాయిస్ ఆఫ్ ఇండియా. మై మీడియా.
the voice of India.
Mind Media, the voice of India. Iti Bharatiya Swaram.